Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast with your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are Bible-believing twin sisters who have a heart for the home and a love to encourage others in their walk as wives and mothers. With that being said, here we go. Well, we grow our communities only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_. And don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Welcome to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We are just hanging out with little Duke today, our co-star.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's so cute. The cutest co-star.
With all the others, but they're in the other room.
Yes, they are. They're just hanging out, having a grand old time, some good old cousin time. They got to see their other cousin today, my brother's daughter, at their grandma's house. So that was so much fun to get them together. And yeah, we are just... been busy. And
very busy.
Colby's in a super busy season. She has a newborn. They're building a house. And yeah, it is an exciting time.
Yeah. And he's a month old today. I can't believe it.
I know.
It just pulls my heartstrings.
You know, it shows how fast time goes.
Yeah.
And it's a tough season, but yet it goes so, so quick. And that's something to be grateful for, but also sad about.
Absolutely. Do you like your drink I made you?
Oh, yes. Colby made me a great sparkling water, and it is delicious. What did you put in this?
It's Italian mineral water, and then a Body Armor, and then squeezed lemon, and then mineral salt.
Ooh, delicious. Yeah, it makes me feel great right now.
Yeah, it's so refreshing, isn't it?
It really is. It's making me feel great.
Isn't it? Yeah. I feel replenished afterwards, because I have been really trying to be cautious over the water we drink, because I'm like... it is dehydrating me. I need minerals in it.
Colby, yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, so I want to hydrate everything because I'm really thinking it'll work with my skin texture too.
Yes, I was listening to something about water, and we won't go into it, but just I'll send you the podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone needs to look into their water, okay?
But have you seen that one thing? I believe it iodide, or I believe...
it's like an... Reverse thing.
Reverse osmosis or something like that.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that is so, so something I need.
Yeah.
So cool.
So I want to start making sure my water is actually hydrating me, because we can drink a lot of water, but with all the things they put in it,
it's not
because I need
dehydrated.
We need our Birkin needs new filters.
Right.
We've got to get on that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So anyways, today though, we will get on with our podcast, because we're sitting here talking about water, and that has nothing to do with our podcast today. We are talking about how to overcome being an angry mom. It's something Colby and I have both struggled with in the past, and still sometimes today, because we are just sinners saved by grace, and it's something that will be an ongoing struggle with being a mom in general. And there is Huck, silly boy. So anyways, whenever you're an angry mom, you may not realize it, but some signs of it could be you being irritated, being less patient. You can't really connect with your kids. Your mental load is pretty heavy, or maybe you're having some marriage issues, and that's kind of bleeding off into your motherhood, which is totally understandable and a very hard situation. But it's something that I think we all need to take a step back and realize if we're being an angry mother, because especially with one of my children a couple years ago, I was really getting pushed over the edge. The child was just testing me over and over every single day. And I really had to take a step back and realize what it meant for me to be a mother, and that child, how I needed to parent. And it was truly a difficult season. And it would be naive to say, like, oh, you just have to, you know, be in a better mood, because it's not that easy. It's really hard. There's a lot of emotions that happen, and your hormones and everything. And whenever that happens, it's good to take a step back and analyze what's going on and kind of the root cause of why you're being an angry mother.
Yeah, I was just about to say, with the hormones, on how often hormones and a bad diet can drive our emotions crazy too.
Mm-hmm.
And go seek medical help. We're no doctors, of course, so don't take our word for it. Go get it checked out medically. But I was listening to a podcast about hormones and how it ties into how much it ties into emotions and just how triggering it can be with that.
Right. And the one of the things that you need to do is recognize your triggers. Why are you feeling like this? Now, everything, it's easy in today's society to say, oh, that triggers me. Oh, that just, I can't listen. My child, when they do that, it just triggers me into being a bad mom. And yes, to an extent, but also we need to take every thought captive and really think, well, okay, that's kind of annoying me, but how am I going to react to it? Because it's going to be sinful. If it's going to be sinful, you need to not sin against yourself, mean our Lord and your child.
Yeah, and I want to add with in today's society, we're just so we loosely use the word triggers,
Right.
and I have been so guilty of using that. And really, when you take a step back and look at that, actually, triggers isn't a fruit of the spirit.
Right.
So, like I was telling you before, this podcast was when I was going through, because this last year was a really hard year for me. I would say, oh, X, Y, and Z triggers me to act a certain way, and really, all that I was truly saying was, I'm lacking the fruit of the spirit in these ways, and I'm blaming it on triggers,
Right.
and this is for myself.
Right. And kind of giving it as an excuse to sin.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. So when you use the word triggers, I just really want to encourage everyone to take a step back and see what you are actually, maybe do self-reflection, do a little surgery of the heart to see what we actually mean, because now looking back, hindsight, I actually really would needed to grow fruit of the spirits in these areas.
Right. And also, I guess I shouldn't say I was an angry mom because I don't want to put that label on saying I was an angry mom. I don't like putting labels on things. I want to say we were struggling being angry as a mother, not saying because you are a mother that is of love and of grace and you're learning also. So don't label yourself as an angry mom, but it is good to be like, hey, am I struggling with anger right now?
Yeah.
And that's something good to kind of recognize. And also another thing, recognizing what kind of sets you off is good, but also practicing gratitude and how to be a grateful mom and a thankful mother and just really taking this moment and even the little happy moments, it's something to be so worth taking in and recognizing other than, just being mad all the time and dwelling on whatever your child did like in the morning time and still being irritated about it and making it ruin your whole day.
Yeah, I want to back it up to the not labeling yourself as an angry mom, because so often, also in today's world, we put our identity in a label. We have,
Right.
and it's really, we should be saying, I'm a child of God, but I struggle with this.
Right.
Not, I'm an angry mom, or I'm a bad mom, or I'm a X, Y, and Z, you fill in the blank. It's, I'm a child of God, but I still struggle with this, and this is where I need to lay it down at the cross, because our identity shouldn't be in a title, it should be in the Lord.
Right. And as mothers, we are up and down through the night, so not getting enough rest can really affect our mood. When we're constantly breastfeeding, that can really, not be a very good thing for us. You mean it could make us very tired and snippy because, we're lacking sleep. Also, it will mean if we have a child that we're dealing with that's whiny constantly, I mean, that's also something that's not something you necessarily have to enjoy, but it is something we have to deal with.
But those seasons are hard. I
Right.
mean, there is
Yeah,
no
we're not
doubt.
sugarcoating
Yeah.
that it's a super
Oh
hard
man,
season.
I'm in a really hard season. I feel like each season has so much bliss and the hardness too. It's like, you take both of them and you put
Yeah,
it
they
in
can
one.
coexist
Yeah.
together. And also, it's not only whenever you're angry, it's not only going to affect you and your attitude and your life. It's also going to affect everyone that lives in your house, your children, your husband. And especially, we need to be focusing not only on ourselves, and it's important to recognize our emotions because they are true. And but just because they are there, it doesn't mean, we have to, just because we are feeling angry doesn't mean, we have to go like punch a wall
Right,
and stuff.
because emotions can also lead you astray.
Right. If we're too empathetic, it can be toxic, and we don't want to do that. It's good to really take into consideration that. But also, what I was saying is that this is going to affect your children also. And your children, they will see if you're an angry mom. They will know Children are not dumb. They are so smart, and they're going to play off of how you're acting.
Absolutely. And it's just like you were saying the other day, which is kind of, the children know who we are. And there was a, they know who we are. It's just like on Sunday morning, like that one lady said. Just like on Sunday morning, I think we should all strive to be who we are at church on Sunday, because just like that one lady said, which is so true and so funny, in a way funny. And then once you actually look at it, you're like, oh gosh, you right before church, everybody's rushing around. You're like, get in the car. You guys, you and your spouse could be chewing at each other. Then as soon as you pull into the driveway and put that car in park, you walk in with smiles on your face and everything's so happy and joyful.
Right.
And going back to children know who you are. They're not fools. They can see that. And when our children grow up, what are they going to say? Who are we actually, at home? Who are we actually at, at the park when nobody's around? They'll know us truly.
Yeah, they truly will. And another way to take anger into captivity, I guess, is to share with your spouse and to talk about with your spouse, get on the same page so he can encourage you and you guys can kind of, because maybe he's done with it too, and you guys can just, memorize a verse together for the week, and that way he knows kind of like what you're dealing with and just being a team together, because I mean we are humans, and it's at the end of the day they are our brother and sister in Christ. And it's important that Sunny June, it's important that they know what we're struggling with, and that way we can, help each other and be there. Because if you don't tell them, they don't know. They don't know what they don't know. So it's important that we share that with them, and that way they understand where you're coming from instead of just being blah blah blah. I'm snippy. I know person. I'm saying this from experience because this is what I have done multiple times to my poor husband who has had to deal with me just being snippy for no reason. And then I tell him, and he's like, "Why didn't you just say that? I'd be happy to help you." And I'm like, "Oh, well, because I was just irritated, And that's not okay."
Right.
Another thing that will help you is also to plan your day. I think this is when we live in chaos and we don't have a routine or rhythm in our home, it's gonna be chaotic. So have planning your day, planning the time when you're going to make a meal. I mean, kids love rhythms or routine. It will help set the day for them, and it's so healthy for everyone. So like planning playtime, planning a time you're gonna go outside, and obviously it doesn't have to be strict, but just be like, oh yeah, sometime after lunch we're gonna go outside and play, or we're gonna have breakfast at 8:30, lunch at 12, dinner's gonna be around 5:30. And just doing that every day, and they're going to appreciate that so much. Sunny's shaking her head, saying, "Yeah, he agrees. She understands." Sunny knows that Mama can get snippy sometimes. She's saying, "Amen." So, anyways, planning your day and even planning maybe outings for the week would be really good for you. Maybe like every other day, have an outing plan for your kids. Go to the library. Go to the park. And I think that would be really good to get some extra playtime and kind of have those times are a good time for you to kind of get a break and just let them play it somewhere else.
Yeah, and if you don't feel like, you believe that, oh, that's too much energy to do, go out to outings and all of the things Kendall just listed, I really want to challenge you to push yourselves to get out of your comfort zone and do that to see how the kids will thrive in it and how you will thrive as well when you get outside of your comfort zone, introduce them to new things. Maybe it'll be a great bonding opportunity for you and your child to go out and do an activity together, or and you can bring that home. You can bring whatever activity you were doing out into your home and build off of that and have that opportunity to, just bond together.
Right. And even if it's once a week, and that would be helpful just if you feel overwhelmed by outings, I would say once a week would be a great start to doing something outside of the house.
Man, I would even say once every 2 weeks
Right,
to get
right.
used to it and then work your way up to one. Because
Right.
that can be a lot for a lot of families,
Right, absolutely.
depending on how busy they are or how
Right.
not busy they are,
Right, yeah. It just depends family to family, but we want to encourage you to plan an outing for you get you to get out and kind of have the kids run wild and free and get their energy out of them. Another thing that really has helped me not to be so struggle with anger is to stop taking my negative thoughts and just dwelling on them, thinking like, my children don't listen to me. I have to do this all day by myself. I'm the one who has to deal with the children's meltdowns. Stop saying those things and start saying more things that are positive and things that will give you life. And be like, instead of your children saying, they never listen to me. Okay, well, they are children. So maybe, I mean, honestly, it falls back. Are you training them correctly? Are you and your husband on the same page of training them? No matter how well you are training them, though, children will be difficult. But it's also sometimes it's a responsibility. Maybe the parent is lacking in training and giving some room and letting them just not listen every single time, and then all of a sudden you're blowing up because it's not being consistent. And that falls back on the parent sometimes, but that's not always the case. Sometimes children are just children and they are ornery little things and they're learning a lot. And you can say, all right, we're in a time of we're going to be, it just takes a lot more training, and you just know that you have to have more patience with this child because it's just that child.
Yeah, I know you and I are big on mindset, and this goes back to also mindset, just taking the every thought captive and automatically reversing that. And I say it out loud a lot of times. I'll say something negative, then I'll turn around right away and say something positive. Because if not, I go down this rabbit hole of just being negative, and it really hurts my mindset. But just like you said, training the child, right? Jonathan has said, being a good parent is hard because you're always the one, you'll have to be on defense all the time. All the time. And it can be super exhausting, but it's the best exhaustion there is, because what an honor to see as our families grow older, the fruit of child training and being on them, because one day we will be rewarded, you know?
And it is hard. It is hard to train a child, and obviously we're all human, and whoever lives in your house, you're going to, at some point get annoyed with, get angry with, get irritated with. But it's how we handle those situations that's really going to matter, and what's really going to make an impact into everyone's lives, including your own.
And just like you saying that, and then it all goes back to all this is all sanctification to be more like Christ on how we handle things, how we control our emotions, what we say to ourselves. And I just saw the other day a great quote. Somebody was saying, we talk to ourselves so negative, we never talk to our best friend that way. Why do we talk to ourselves that way? And I was like, that is so true. The things I have said to myself can be awful sometimes. Why? And I would never say those things to you.
No, I totally agree.
So just making sure we're talking to ourselves like we are a child of the Lord, because we truly are.
Absolutely. So that we just want to encourage you guys, and if you are struggling with anger, it's not a rare thing. You're not a bad mom. You are just a mom trying to learn, and it could even be your fifth or sixth kid and you could be struggling with anger, or it could be your first or second. I mean, all mothers are going to be struggling at some point, and we just want to encourage you guys to lean on the Lord, and we will pray, and then that'll be it.
And we're not saying also that you won't ever experience anger.
Oh,
It's
you'll
just,
experience it all.
just dwelling in that anger and always constantly being angry. And how are we gonna fix that?
Definitely. All right, ready? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I just pray for the mother who could be struggling with anger, Lord. I pray you bless her. I ask that you can put your hand on her and just give her the peace and the courage to just take every thought captive and lean on you, Lord. I just ask that you can just bless anybody listening, and please let them just find peace through you, Lord. We love you so much, and thank you for this time we got to spend together. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.